Hello, I'm Joel Hughes.
And I'm Aurora Alexander.
And this is the Psychology Pathways Podcast.
We help busy psychology students succeed.
If you want to contact us, send an email to psychologypathwayspodcast, all one word, at gmail.com. I'm going to tell you now how the plot of every movie explains how psychology students succeed. The plot of virtually every movie has a protagonist who encounters a problem, which gives them a goal. Then they meet a guide who sends them on a journey, and at the end of the journey, they appear to encounter defeat. At that point, the guide returns to give the protagonist a new strategy that leads to ultimate victory. Let's use The Wizard of Oz as an example to illustrate the plot of every movie. Dorothy is the protagonist, and The Wizard of Oz opens with Dorothy in Kansas. A tornado transports her to the Land of Oz, which introduces a problem to solve. How can she get back to Kansas? Now she has a goal. She must return home from the Land of Oz. Dorothy meets the good witch, Glinda, who gives her magic slippers and tells her to embark on a journey to see the wonderful Wizard of Oz, who will tell her how to get back to Kansas. Glinda is serving in the role of Dorothy's guide, or advisor, or guru. So Dorothy embarks on the journey with her little dog Toto. Along the way, she has experiences that test her character. She does some networking, meeting the Scarecrow, the Tin Man, and the Cowardly Lion. She learns about teamwork. She encounters various problems. And finally, she arrives at the Emerald City to find the wonderful Wizard of Oz. But it turns out the wizard is a fraud and has no idea how to return to Kansas. This introduces defeat just at the moment when the journey appears to be ending. All the other challenges have overcome. She's passed the test of her character. But in every good story, there's a moment in which it appears that all hope is lost. At this point, the good witch Glinda returns, repeating the role of guide, and reveals a new solution. The new strategy is that if Dorothy clicks her heels together and repeats, "There's no place like home," three times, she will be magically transported back to Kansas. The film ends with Dorothy waking up in her bedroom surrounded by her family and friends. Because this film was very successful, you know there would be a sequel. So the elements of the story are first, a protagonist who encounters a problem. This gives the protagonist a goal, but every protagonist needs a guide or a coach to get there. Then they embark on a journey, which is most of the story. The journey includes experiences, networking, tests of character, teamwork, overcoming various challenges, and so on. But just when the journey appears to be reaching its end, our hero appears to be defeated, and at this critical time, the hero needs the guide again. This mentor or coach reveals a new strategy, which then leads to victory. So let's walk through these elements describing a psychology student, whom I will call Julie. Julie arrives at college determined to work with children. The problem that she faces is figuring out exactly how to do that. So she declares the psychology major, perhaps the child concentration, and she selects child life specialist as her chosen career path. Now she has a goal that will solve her problem. Enter the guide. She meets with a professional advisor to select the right classes. She meets with a faculty advisor to find the right experiences. Along the way, she completes the curriculum, does some networking, encounters all the various challenges of college, and requires teamwork to overcome them. Just as Julie enters her senior year and the goals appears within reach, she encounters an apparent defeat. Perhaps the university in which she is enrolled does not offer everything needed for the child life specialist credential. Perhaps the university does not have a relationship with a local hospital where she can get the mandatory hours to be certified as a child life specialist. Perhaps the local hospital is very selective and does not choose her for an internship at their hospital. So at this critical moment, instead of giving up, Julie returns to her guide. Perhaps she meets with her academic advisor to talk about related careers that would also work for her. Perhaps she meets with someone at Career Services to talk about the careers that are actually available working with children. Maybe she meets with her faculty advisor to find more opportunities for practical work-related experience that will get her to where she wants to go. Perhaps Julie decides to get a master's degree in Marriage, Family, and Child Counseling, the MFCC. Perhaps Julie decides to pursue an internship as a child advocate with the legal system instead of becoming a child life specialist. Whatever the solution, it probably involves a new strategy or a pivot to a slightly new direction. This is the plot of every movie and almost every novel. The Wizard of Oz was originally a children's book. This plot structure is so common that it's virtually a recipe for writing an interesting story. So what does this have to do with you, psychology student? Well, you are the protagonist of your own story. You have a problem to solve, such as getting into graduate school or launching your career. And this gave you a goal. But because nobody knows everything, you need a guide. This podcast is just one of those guides. We encourage you to find a faculty advisor and a professional advisor locally where you live. They're like free coaches that you can have to tell you what to do. It doesn't matter if you like them that well. In a lot of the movies, the guide or the mentor or the guru is kind of irritating, but it doesn't matter because they have the tools that you need to succeed. So as a guide, we offer you a tool as well. We have the Psychology Pathways workbook. You can download all the worksheets from the website, and we give you all the advice from this podcast. However, this is your journey, and along the way, you will need to get experience. You'll need to network. It's going to take teamwork to overcome some of the challenges that you face, and you're going to have to pass the tests of your character, such as getting good enough grades and not failing out or running out of money so that you have to drop out of school. And then, when you get close to graduating and it's time to get that job and launch that career or get into graduate school, it's highly likely that you will encounter what appears to be defeat. Sometimes defeat comes early in college, like when you figure out that you cannot be a physician, or you transfer to the psychology major from nursing because you didn't have the minimum GPA. But my point is that when you find that seemingly insurmountable roadblock, that is the most important time to go back to your guides. Go back to your faculty advisor. Go back to your professional advisor. Do more information interviews. Speak with Career Services. I've had many, many conversations with people nearing the end of the journey who suddenly realized that they needed my help to know what to do next because their original plans were not working out. That's when you find the inside information on which you can take action. Usually, you'll end up with a new strategy or a slightly new direction that still honors your goal. That's where you find victory. And because graduate school or a first job is just the beginning, your story will have a sequel. Now, it's true that some students march a straight path from high school graduate to college to medical school to residency, to physician, and they just do exactly what they set out to do when they were 18 years old. But that is rare. And that's why I think it's useful to take advantage of the guides that you have in order to overcome the defeat that is probably coming your way, because every movie has a happy ending, and your journey can too. And the difference between a happy ending and a sad ending is whether or not you found your guide and whether or not you discovered your new strategy. Thank you for joining us for the Psychology Pathways podcast. We hope you'll join us for the next episode.
If you enjoyed the show, rate us at iTunes or Spotify and tell your friends.
Find out more at psychpathways.com. That's P-S-Y-C-H pathways.com.
And send your listener questions to psychologypathwayspodcast@gmail.com.